From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The president-elect rails against the latest Russia hacking reports. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump today furiously denied explosive claims that Russian intelligence has gathered compromising personal and professional information on him. Reacting to unsubstantiated allegations and reports circulating in U.S. media, Trump said on Twitter, "Russia has never tried to use leverage over me. I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans. Know nothing." Another tweet read, "Intelligence agencies should never have allowed this fake news to leak into the public. One last shot at me. Are we living in Nazi Germany?" said his tweet. The tweets came hours before he was scheduled to hold a news conference in New York, his first in nearly 6 months. Even before the allegations surfaced widely in U.S. media Tuesday, reporters had been expected to grill the billionaire Republican over his ties to Russia after the U.S. intelligence community concluded that Moscow interfered in the November election to tip the race in Trump's favor. Intelligence chiefs last week presented America's incoming 45th president, as well as current President Obama, with a two-page synopsis on the potentially embarrassing information in Russian hands, according to CNN and the New York Times, who cited multiple unnamed U.S. officials with direct knowledge of the meeting. Russia denied the claims, with President Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, telling journalists the Kremlin does not have compromising information on Trump. Remember, you can hear Donald Trump's news conference right here on VOA at 1600 UTC. That is 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, is facing tough questioning at a Senate confirmation hearing today over his ties to Russian President Putin and whether he shares Trump's view that relations with Moscow should be improved. The central question facing Tillerson, the 64-year-old former chairman of ExxonMobil, is how effectively he can transform himself from a big oil dealmaker to being America's top diplomat with little government experience. According to excerpts from his opening statement released before the hearing, Tillerson will say that Russia poses a danger and NATO allies are right to be alarmed at a resurgent Moscow. He will argue, however, before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that Russia's resurgence happened in the absence of American leadership and will call for open and frank dialogue with Moscow. Outgoing U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for vigilance against nationalist trends that threaten to divide the world. He and three of his predecessors praised the history of U.S. diplomacy at an event Tuesday marking the completion of the U.S. Center for Diplomacy at the Department of State in Washington. VOA's Lara Tahok has more.
Kerry called for vigilance against nationalism and other trends that threaten to divide the world.
There are many voices in the world who have essentially given up on diplomacy. They see, and some openly encourage, the breakdown of cooperation, the building of economic and political walls, and the growth of mistrust and division along racial, ethnic, national, and religious lines.
Kerry said the story of American diplomacy reflects a far different and far more uplifting vision.
We are defined by an idea. Unlike most other nations, the idea is that all people are created equal.
Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
President Barack Obama said Tuesday the country is a better, stronger place than when he took office in 2008, pointing to the reversal of a recession passage of his landmark health care program and the legalization of gay marriage as achievements the American people have won through his message of change. The outgoing U.S. president, however, said there are problems that remain to be solved.
For all the real progress that we've made, we know it's not enough. Our economy doesn't work as well or grow as fast when a few prosper at the expense of a growing middle class and ladders for folks who want to get into the middle class. That's the economic argument, but stark inequality is also corrosive to our democratic idea.
Obama said it's up to all Americans to make sure the government can meet the country's many challenges and that he is committed to making the transition to administration smooth.
That's the latest world news from VOA.